Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Some things you might not know is that children have a greater surface area to body mass ratio than adults, which can cause a greater heat gain from the environment on a hot day. And when they are exercising, even when they're just playing outside, kids have a little tougher time in the heat than we do as adults. So we kind of have to watch for them and make sure that they stay safe in the heat. And my guest is Dr. Mark Halstead. He's assistant professor in the Department of Pediatrics and Orthopedics at Washington University in St. Louis. Welcome to the show, Dr. Halstead. Let's talk about heat stress in children and teens. Is it something people don't always pay that much attention to? Oh, kids can handle the heat. Are they better or worse than we are?
Well, actually, to be honest, they're about the same as us as adults. The one problem is that they may not recognize some of the things that we can as adults as signs that they're getting into trouble. They may not recognize that the fatigue that they're feeling or that their heart is racing now, that has anything to do with that they may be developing a heat illness. They may think that it's just related to the exercise. And certainly for the athletes that we deal with, one of the things that we get concerned about is pressure to continue to participate. And so, you know, an athlete may continue to exercise and continue to do things because the coach is telling them to do so, but they may not be physically capable of doing it at that point, and they may set themselves up for a heat illness.
I remember being, as a kid, playing outside in the very hot summers and saying, I'm boiling. Kids say that, I'm boiling. It's boiling out here. And literally, when they are playing outside, is there a way to, you know, we're going to hydrate them, that's for sure. But is there a way to keep their sort of heat index lower? Do we not have them playing outside in the very hot, humid days?
Well, obviously the hot and humid days are going to be a problem because once things are really humid outside, our body doesn't have as great of a mechanism to evaporate the sweat that we need to in order to cool ourselves off. And so, you know, obviously there's always recommendations for not exercising between the hours of 11 and 3 when things tend to be hotter, things tend to be more humid. It's going to be more challenging for that particular kid to exercise. So keeping exercise and working out and being out in the sun a long time, if they're not in the pool, as an example, keeping them in the early morning hours or later in the day.
Do kids sweat like we do, Dr. Halstead?
They do. They sweat just the same. It's unfortunately, it's just that, you know, again, they may not have the ability to recognize that they're getting themselves into trouble.
So at this time of the year, there's football camps and things starting. And so the kids get out there, and are they not supposed to be in full dress? Are they in uniform? Do we as parents trust the coaches to know, or do we sound like obnoxious parents and say, you know what, this is kind of too hot. Should they be wearing full uniform?
Well, I think a lot of, especially the states that are the southern states, I think there's a lot of kind of push out there to make sure that we're not pushing these kids in the heat, that we follow what the heat index may be. We look and see if there's, you know, the day is going to be really hot at a particular time. But, you know, when we're pushing the kids, there's a lot of rules out there from various sports organizations now as far as eliminating twice-a-day practices so kids have time to recover, because when they're exhausted, they're physically down, they're going to have a harder time dealing with a heat illness. We want to make sure that they aren't practicing in pads to start off with. So, and this, fortunately, has been a good trickle-down effect from the NFL, is that the professional athletes are not practicing as often or as much and a lot less in pads and a lot less context. Nice for the concussion standpoint, but also very good for reducing the likelihood of getting heat illness.
So, again, then I just want to know, as parents, I mean, do we trust this? Do we keep a watch? Do we go to some of their practices and say, well, you know, the heat index is high today. They said it on the radio. And so I'm going to make sure that he's not overdoing it. Or, you know, that's a tough question, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, that always gets to be a tough environment when, you know, it's a parent with a coach and then your child, as far as trying to decide, you know, who's in charge. So obviously the parent should be the one in charge in making the full decisions as far as, is my kid equipped to do this? But, you know, that's where getting prepared prior to entering that season. We don't want to, you know, have the kid be inside in air conditioning playing video games all summer. Then they go out to football practice in, you know, 90, 100 degree weather. and practice, and they haven't been exercising and used to that. They need to acclimatize to the heat. So I think having an open line of communication with the coach, I think, is a good thing. And what is their role, or what is their plan if it does get too hot out? Are they going to make an adjustment in their practice? Are they going to have an increase of the number of water breaks, which is very important for these kids? Are they going to have ability to rest further? And if a kid's getting in the trouble where they're feeling like they're getting very, very fatigued, is the kid going to have the ability to tell the coach, hey, I need a break here?
Okay, well, I think that's an important point that you bring up, Dr. Halstead, is the acclimatization, because, you know, we do it for ourselves, but we don't always think that kids need to. And as you say, if they've been sitting in all summer in the air conditioning playing video games, God help us all, and then they go out there and they start running around, or you go on family vacation to a really warm climate, and all of a sudden there they are in this heat, their body is just not going to be ready for it.
I mean, it takes a good 10 to 14 days of exercising consistently in hot weather for your body to really make the adaptations it needs in order to tolerate that well. I mean, we've all experienced where we go to hot weather and we start to get swelling down into our fingers and our hands and our feet, and you know, things don't fit right, rings don't fit right, shoes don't fit right. That's actually an adaptation that our body is taking to adjusting to the heat. And so again, those are things that you know, you can bring up with your child and say, hey, are those things happening to you? And if so, then maybe they need a little bit more of a period of time getting into that activity.
To make sure that they're hydrated, whether they're just playing or playing sports. Because kids, then they get a cramp, they get a stitch, or they say, I have a headache, and some signs of heat, you know, heat stress in kids. Do you recommend water as a good replacement, or do you like electrolytes?
Well, water is always a good place to start off with. Typically, we're going to suggest switching to electrolytes if someone's doing exercise for greater than 45 minutes to an hour. But water is very adequate. The big thing is just having access to it. You know, the one benefit outside of the sports drinks is sometimes kids will prefer those just because they're more palatable to them sometimes than the water may be. So they may go to a sport drink instead, which is fine, but they don't need to necessarily have the electrolytes for shorter periods of exercise.
If kids do feel the symptoms of heat stress, heat-related situations, Dr. Halstead, do we put them, you know, grab an icy towel, put that on their head? Do we take them inside to air conditioning? What do we do if we start to notice that? Because my kids play soccer, and I always bring a big cooler full of, you know, icy water, and I keep towels in there, and they can put those on their head while they're running and playing. But what do you do if they're starting to sort of suffer from some of those, because you don't want to, like, put them into shock either?
Right, exactly. The big thing is we want to get them cooled down as quickly as possible. I mean, the thing that we get concerned about the most devastating illness from heat is heat stroke, which is where your body temperature gets up very, very high, and that can be damaging to organs in your body. And so we want to get that person cooled down as rapidly as possible. So if, depending on the environment you're at, obviously getting them into a shade if you don't have access to indoor air conditioning, getting them cooled, and that could be through various ways. You know, you can, if you have a little, one of the things we suggest just for football teams is to have a little kiddie pool that maybe actually has some ice with water in it. And then if someone is getting the heat illness, you can put them into the kiddie pool. That can cool them down rapidly. If you have access to the ice towels, like you mentioned, that's a great way of doing it, just having a wet towel that's kept in a cooler. Anything that you can do to get them cooled down quickly. And where we typically want to put it is on their neck, in their armpits, and down around their groin. Those are the areas where the big blood vessels are that actually can help cool the body down quickly.
That's great advice, Dr. Halstead. In the last 30 seconds, please wrap up heat stress in children, in our little athletes and our kids just playing outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just important that, you know, we all recognize that, you know, being outside, we want the kids to be outside and play, but we really need to make sure we're paying attention, that we're doing the right things to keep them hydrated, making sure that we're not pushing them too much too soon in the heat, and making sure that we're keeping open lines of communication with their coaches as far as what their plan is for addressing the heat.
Well, that's what it's about, keeping our kids healthy. Therein lies the name, Healthy Children, right here on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at your Radio MD. Let's all keep our kids healthy, well in this heat. And while we're at it, let's all stay well. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great day.